Zechariah chapter 5. Then again I lifted up my eyes and saw, and behold, a flying scroll. He said to me, "What do you see?" I answered, "I see a flying scroll, 20 cubits long, 20 cubits broad." He said to me, "This is the curse that goes out over the surface of the whole land. For everyone who steals will be cut off according to it on the one side, and everyone who swears falsely," that is, who claim to swear by Yahweh but actually are swearing by other gods as well, "will be cut off according to it on the other side. I will cause it to go out," says Yahweh, "and it will enter into the house of the thief and into the house of him who swears falsely by my name, and it will remain in the midst of his house and will destroy it with its timber and its stones." Well, we've been saying that God set up the exiles to return from Persia to Judah and to Jerusalem to rebuild the temple. But it's clear that things went wrong. They didn't act as they should have done. They did not really build as they should have done, and they, according to the books of Ezra and Nehemiah, they were all stealing from each other. They were involved with the local Gentiles. They were committing idolatry. They were trying to deceive their own brothers. And God is saying, "Look, there is a curse. I see this, and I'm going to judge you for doing that." It was all the worse because God had set them up with so much potential to rebuild his temple and re-establish his kingdom. And there they were, thieving from each other. And there they were, building their own houses and leaving God's house desolate. That's why God says, "I will destroy the house of people who do this with its timber and its stones." Then the angel who talked with me came forward and said to me, "Lift up now your eyes and see, what is this?" I said, "What is it?" He said, "This is the ephah basket. This is their appearance in all the land. And behold, a talent of lead was lifted up. And this is a woman sitting in the midst of the ephah basket." He said, "This is wickedness." And he threw her down into the midst of the ephah basket, and he put the weight of lead on its mouth. Then lifted I up my eyes and saw, and behold, there were two women, and the wind was in their wings. Now they had wings like the wings of a stork, that's an unclean animal. And they lifted up the ephah basket between earth and the sky. I said to the angel who talked with me, "Where are these carrying the ephah basket to?" He said to me, "To build her a house in the land of Shinar," that's a land of Babylon. "When it's prepared, she will be set there in her own place." Well, I think this is a rather complicated vision, but the simple idea is that because of the sins of those who had returned from Babylon to Judah to rebuild the temple, and yet they were very wicked, they were going to be sent back there, and that they were actually just going to build up their own idolatrous temples back there in Babylon. And I said earlier that God had a special plan with Joshua the high priest and Zerubbabel. Joshua could have been the priest and Zerubbabel the king in this restored kingdom. But they both seem to have failed, and they both seem to have gone back to Babylon. And I think that this vision is something like that, is talking about something like that. Well, summing up then, this is all a case of wasted potential. God set up so much for those exiles. They could have built the temple according to the plans they were given at the end of Ezekiel's prophecy. God's glory would have appeared there. He would have re-established the kingdom and given them every blessing. But they, most of them stayed in Persia, of course, didn't even go back. And those who did came back thinking, "What can I get out of this?" They built their own nice houses whilst the house of God lay in ruins. And so this is the problem with approaching our faith in Jesus as if it's mere religion, and with the idea, "What's in it for me? What can I get out of it?" Rather than, "I love God with all my heart and soul, what can I do for him?"